We are in Chovis Halvavis Shah Kniya Perek Tes. We are heading toward the end of this Shah. We're toward the end of Perek Tes. Yeah. More precisely, okay. That we're going to start again from the Hameshuba. What we're seeing here is the point that the Chovis Halvavos is making. Again, I went back up into the broader discussion. But the point the Chovis Halvavos is making is that when we're talking about Anava, this is actually a very fundamental point. When we're talking about Anava, when we're talking about Kniya, this great Mida that we've been discussing the whole time. So he says that if a person feels proud of his spiritual accomplishments, is that a conflict with another? So he said it depends. If he feels like I've done my part in my relationship with Hashem, I have amply covered my share. Now let's see if Hashem can pay me back, right? And if it causes him to look down upon others because he feels about how accomplished he is, this is definitely the wrong place. But where could it be correct? So basically, the way we're putting this is when a person has an appreciation of his accomplishments, meaning you can have two approaches. A person might say, I'm such an honor, and therefore any mitzvah that I did, it's worthless. I learned Torah, I don't really know it. Everything is nothing. Just downplay anything you've achieved, any mitzvahs you've done, any Torah you've done. So he says, that's not necessarily desired. Hameshubach, he says, actually, what is praiseworthy is, on the contrary, I appreciate the greatness of my accomplishments, and I appreciate the value of the Torah I've learned, but that doesn't cause me to feel like, oh, look how great I am. But rather, I feel that much more grateful to Hashem who provided me with these immense opportunities, who gave me the ability to get these things. So therefore, the word here wouldn't be exactly pride. It would more be an appreciation of my Maisim Toivim. I appreciate their value. I appreciate the fact that Hashem availed me of these treasures. I appreciate my Torah accomplishments. I appreciate that it's something very, very precious. And therefore, on the contrary, that just makes me feel that much more grateful and indebted to Hashem. The Simcha Bavurim, he's very happy that he was able to do these things. The Yigram Le'lohosif L'Ishtadol Bahem, and on the contrary, the fact that I say I've done these things motivates me to try to do even more. Because I see, I was able to do this. I can do more. Uli Konalikrov, and on the contrary, he, as we're discussing, this makes him feel even more indebted to Hashem. And therefore, it doesn't make him feel over anybody else. He becomes that much more humble. Li Konalikrov, V'lismach L'chaverov, V'lachusal Kvoidom, V'lachase Sichlusom. He says, on the contrary, it causes him to be that much more humble. It causes him to like his friends that much more, to act that much more humbly to the people around him, them, and makes him more refined, if anything. He cares about their feelings, cares about their honor. He's not interested in finding their faults. We said before, the wrong kind of proud person likes to see where others are less than me because that means I'm that much greater. But here, my appreciation of my milus is that I appreciate the fact that Hashem enabled me to do these things. This has absolutely nothing to do with, it's not like I feel I'm great. It has nothing to do with me looking at other people and saying, oh, I'm so much greater than him. It's all about chesed of Hashem on me. And therefore, my attitude toward others is on the contrary. I don't want to find their faults. I'm happy to speak well of them. On the contrary, he treats people with that much more sensitivity and humility.
Volpe says okay. that the only person the Torah may eat on who has no kin for somebody like greater than him was Aaron.
Aaron HaKohen. Oh, that's right.
He was happy to see his brother who was so happy
to become a leader.
And said, even other great people like Rocco had kin about Leah. And it could be a good kin, but
Very good. Now, and also, v'yimatu be'enov komas avatov. On the contrary, you want to see if a person's appreciation of his deeds is good or not. So, he appreciates what he's accomplished, but he still feels like there's so much more to do. He feels like, doesn't feel like, okay, I've done mine, Hashem, now I'm waiting for you to kick in. No, as much as I've done, on the contrary, it makes me feel that much more humble and feel like if these are the opportunities Hashem is providing me with, that itself is part of the Chesed Hashem, and I better get busy utilizing them even more. On the contrary, he's always trying to increase his efforts. On the contrary, he feels humbled over what he is not yet doing. He doesn't feel all full of himself because of what he already did. And more so, because again, because he appreciates the virtue of the things he did, appreciates their value, so he wants to do more, and therefore, mashpil atzmai lemisha mekavate sefes hayodav. He will humble himself before anybody who he thinks will provide him with more opportunity. If I see somebody who can teach me more, somebody who's wiser than me, somebody who I can learn from, he's happy to humble himself because his appreciation of his own deeds doesn't bring him to a place of, I don't need anybody to help me gain even more. I've achieved so much more, so much already. No, his appreciation of his deeds is such that he feels like, wow, halavai that I can do more. I was zoicha to this, halavai I can do more. If there's somebody who can help me grow further, I'm going to humble myself to him. And on the contrary, thanks Hashem for giving him the abilities to do that, for enabling him to reach these accomplishments, these virtues. He praises Hashem for having helped him, for having facilitated his efforts in achieving these accomplishments. And a person has this kind of gaivo, which we're really calling appreciation of his accomplishments. That will not harm one's midah of kniya. It doesn't distance it. On the contrary, a person feels like Hashem is lifting him up that much more and he wants to grow even more. So this is what the pasuk says, that his heart grew great in the ways of Hashem. When this is a person's attitude, when his appreciation of his own accomplishments makes him feel that much more indebted, it makes him feel like he wants to get that much more, then it'll just help him grow. Like the pasuk says, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Anova brings a person to even higher levels of Yiras Hashem. So, okay. So that was really a very fundamental point that we just learned in this perek. And that is the understanding that Anova does not require us to undermine our achievements. On the contrary, we should appreciate our achievements in order to appreciate that, look, Hashem is aiding you. Hashem is helping you succeed. And you can succeed even more. You can get even further with Hashem's help. Appreciate when you had some victory against the Yetzirah, when you accomplished something in learning. Appreciate it. Realize how valuable it is. And use that as a motivation to go even further. Okay. So there we finished Perek Tes. Now we move on to Perek Yud, the last Perek in Shaar HaKniyah. Okay. Now he does this with a lot of the different madrigas that he describes. He's going to go on to discuss, to explain, what are the benefits you get from the Midah of Kniyah in materially and spiritually. What does it provide you with, materially and spiritually? He finds material benefits. Many of the great madrigas that he's discussing, they actually give you a better life. material life. How's that? So Ta'elis HaKniya Ben Yona Yolam Hazeh Ve'Olam Abba. The benefits that you get from this midah of Kniya in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Abba, Hem Shisha Dvarim. Six things. Six benefits. Some material and some spiritual. How's that work? Shloisha Mehem Ben Yona Olam Hazeh. Three material benefits, Olam Hazeh benefits. Shloisha Mehem Ben Yona Olam Abba. Three Olam Abba benefits. Masha Ben Yona Olam Hazeh. What are the Olam Hazeh benefits? Echad Mehem, he says, number one, this is a very interesting point. You have to be on a certain madriga to get this material benefit. But let's see. Sheyismach Bechelkoi. When a person is humble, he's happy with his lot. I have to appreciate this properly. When a person has gaiva, a person feels haughty, arrogant. So everything he can possibly get is not enough for his support. Why? Because he feels so deserving, he feels so entitled. Therefore, he feels this, my life is not fit for a person like me. I really should be living a good life, a higher life. So this is very interesting because when we think of, like, let's say, you know, coveting something, we don't think in terms of gaiva. I just want it. It's not that I can have a low opinion of myself. I still want this, I still want to have a lot of money. We wouldn't necessarily think of it as like a branch of gaiva. It's interesting. It's a bit of a new way of thinking. So I think we have to approach it from the other angle. I talk about, no, if we want this, want that, wish we could have this, wish we could have that. I don't know if in our case it's a function of gaiva. It might just be a function of wanting gashmias. But he says like this, when a person really has the need of kniya, it makes it easier for him to be sameach b'chelka. This is something very sublime. Why? Because if you move through life feeling like, I'm a beggar, whatever I have is mamish, a handout from Hashem. You're like, wow, look what I do have. If we come in here with a natural feeling of, well, there's so much in Olam Hazeh, these people have it, why shouldn't I have it also? Then sameach b'chelka becomes complicated. But if a person is really feeling like, I'm so much on the receiving end as is, whatever I have leaves me over my head in debt, right? So when I think, oh, I would like to have that, right? You can already feel so grateful over the fact that you have what you perceive to be a simple life. But look, Hashem is being very generous with you. It's not simple, not simple, but we understand what he's trying to get at here. Rishon Salanter kind of makes this point in a very stark way. Rishon Salanter says, look around you. You don't have to go very far. Look around the neighborhood. Look around the neighborhood. Can you identify somebody who you acknowledge as more righteous than you, as being on a higher level than you, but yet his material life is lower than you? But yet his material life is lower than you. Do you know any such person? I'm sure we could all find such a person, right? Person who we do believe he's probably on a higher level than me, and yet his material setup is lower than mine. So Rishon Salanter says, all right, so shouldn't you already be lowering your head in front of Hashem? Kind of like, he says it even harsher. He says like this, he says, how can any of us know? Maybe whatever we have is Hashem paying us off in this world. I'm going to give some bare bones Musar here. Okay, we don't usually talk this way. Let's hear Rishon Salanter with that straight and hard. Because how do you know? Maybe whatever you have is Hashem paying you off in this world. So your response will be, such as paying me off in this world, I should have, right? That car, that house, my humble apartment with this, my humble setup, is Hashem paying me off in this world? So Rishon Salanter says, 1 minute, do you know somebody more pious than you? Who's 2-3 notches under you in material terms? Oh. So you see that? That's okay, right? So if so, maybe those extra 2-3 notches is Hashem paying you off. Scary thought. I don't know if we need to really like be focusing on this, but at least the point the Chavis HaLevavos is saying, again, I'm talking passionately now because I'm trying to knock this into my head. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. If you have the midah of hachna, if you have the midah of kni, if you really feel humbled before Hashem, if you really feel like you're indebted, you're on the receiving end, you feel like, wow, with everything that Hashem, as humble as I am before Hashem, He still gave me an apartment with heat and with hot water. He's like, so generous. I'm not deserving of that. But his point is that this is a material benefit because it can mamish bring a person to feel like, wow, I'm so fortunate. I'm so fortunate that I have my humble setup because when I really recognize my place before Hashem, and I'm not even deserving of that. I'm not even deserving of that, but Hashem gave me all this. Really think about that because in our times particularly, we are a very pampered generation, right? The reality that we live with, the wealthiest people 300-400 years ago didn't have those luxuries, right? You can control the temperature in your house. It's a lot of work to put up, make a fire, right? To cool it in the summer. Forget about that, right? We are living with a lot of luxury. And yeah, to lower our heads just because of that. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Sure. Bring to you. Bring to you.